I am a senior in high school, and I go to MLC Floyd Valley in Orange City. We kind of get voted on into the court by our town, and so you say you want to do it, and then they have pictures of you, and our town comes together, and they vote for 5 girls. And then from the 5 girls, we have a pageant where we have a speech that we prepare kind of about Orange City and about ourselves, and we get asked a couple of impromptu questions in front of the people at the pageant, and they have 3 random judges that end up choosing the queen, and the town that comes to the pageant, they also vote for the queen.
And so what are your duties as Queen of the Tulip Festival?
I get to meet lots of people and tell them about Orange City and about the Tulip Festival, which is a blast. I love it. And then just kind of fun little things throughout the town. We'll go to elementary schools and talk to the kids, and we get to, yeah, like I said, we meet lots of people, and it's cool to see who's all really interested in the Tulip Festival.
The Tulip Festival is when?
May 15, 16, and 17.
What's going to be happening? What's going on? Let's start with the 15th. What do we do the first day?
Well, it's pretty much the same throughout each day. Okay. And so, but this year we have a couple new things. We have a meet and greet for the court. Mm-hmm. And so people can come from 10 to 11 in the morning, and they can meet the court. They can talk to them, take pictures. We can give autographs to little kids. And it'll be a really good time because we'll be able to kind of see the people that are really coming to Orange City for the Tulip Festival, and kind of, yeah, it'll be really cool to meet so many people. And then another new thing is we have our night show, and it's at a new place. It's at the Night Center.
The
night show this year is the Music Man.
Okay.
And so we have that at the Night Center, which is at Unity High School, and that is a very amazing building for this. Yeah, it's a nice new building for this. And so that'll be a fun new thing as well.
And who performs in the night show? Who performs in the Music Man? Just folks in the community, or?
Yeah.
It's not just high school or?
Nope. Okay. Right. It's people. There's everything from professors to elementary little kids. And okay, it's awesome. Good.
Now, if we go, what's a typical day like at the Tulip Festival?
You start out in the morning, and you kind of, yeah, you can see what they, get some food and just kind of shop around. There will be lots of little Dutch shops and stuff. And then in the afternoon, we'll have a parade. And so that's lots of floats, and that's lots of bands, and they'll have tractors and horses. And so that's a fun time to see everything that come together at those parades. And then in the afternoon, after the parade, they'll just kind of have like the drum line will come and perform, and we'll just kind of have sporadic little things happening, and then at night we'll have another parade, and so that's, you'll get the whole thing again, and there will be some new things, and there will be some repeated things, and then after that, then there's usually, of course, the food. You have to get lunch there, and then at night there's always the night show,
sure,
which is cool.
Is there an admission? Do I have to pay anything?
No, you don't have to. For the night show, you'd okay. have to get tickets and stuff, but for the parade and anything, it's totally free.
Okay. So. And can I buy wood shoes there too?
Oh, totally. Uh-huh. Yep.
Do you make them there on site?
I think they do. I've seen them. Okay. They actually do. It's quite a process.
Very cool. How about parking? Where can I park when I get to the Tulip Festival?
There's pretty much parking anywhere around town.